Just coming up to 10 to 8. Killeen is one of a dozen words that describe the unofficial graveyards in which unbaptised children were buried in Ireland, a practice that took place any time since the 7th century. It's also the name of a new exhibition of photographs of these forgotten graveyards in Sligo, Leitrim, Mayo and Roscommon, about to be open at the RHA, the Royal Hibernian Academy in Dublin. Photographer Tommy Weir joins me now from Sligo. Tommy, this is your work. They're very different kinds of landscape art, aren't they?
Well, I suppose they're photographs for a start, but landscape photography has become, in a way, enervated recently by practices such as land art and performance art, where the photographer's own engagement with the landscape is somehow addressed, and the work becomes more about their engagement, their getting lost in the landscape, in a way.
So 5 years ago, you had a health scare and you took to getting up early before dawn and walking the hills. And this is where you came upon these killeens.
Well, it was more, I had a heart attack, not to put too fine a point on it.
More than a scare.
And I had no real place, I guess, in my life for reflection or spirituality or anything like it. And it was just work, work, work. And nonetheless, I needed some form of space for reflection, and I had to kind of clear some time in my day. And the only time I could find was early in the morning. So I would get up around 5:30, and I found myself out in my village in North Leitrim, photographing the village and wondering what the neighbours would begin to think, and thought I better start getting a bit further afield. So I started venturing and climbing mountains, though that sounds a bit romantic, it's more clambering up hills, really, pre-dawn, in the dark, and greeting the dawn at the top of a mountain. You don't really need a PhD in psychology to work out what I'm doing there, but I found myself up on top of mountains, and I had a couple of experiences which kind of woke me up out of this kind of reverie. I fell into a couple of bog holes, and one was okay, it wasn't too deep, but the other one was more of a quaking bog, which is like a bog covered lake at the top of a mountain, and it was a bit more serious, and I got shook, I suppose. I had to kind of ask myself, what am I doing? What am I doing up here?
Because you could have killed yourself.
I could have, yeah, or been lost, yeah, absolutely. It was a risk I wondered why I was taking, and I guess it snapped me out of it, and I started looking at the bog and considering the bog, and the bog became, as I was photographing it as a way of looking at it, really, became a kind of metaphor for the body, a kind of treacherous but tender kind of place, fragile, but somehow, you know, it was something that I was looking at myself, in a way.
And Tommy, there are all these hundreds of killeens around Ireland.
Yes, the killeens. The killeens came from the killeeny. I started focusing on death and landscape, and I have a friend, Una Mannion, who's a writer who's actually collaborated with me on this show, and she brought me to my first killeen in Ballygolly in Sligo. And there are over 1,500 annotated sites, as you mentioned, across the West Coast primarily. But there's many, many more that are not documented.
And can you explain what used to happen?
Well, it came really from the church's kind of definition of original sin, which meant that a baby that was born but unbaptized, so if it was stillborn or if it died before a priest could baptize it for whatever reason, that they weren't welcome in the regular consecrated ground. They would be buried instead in these remote landscapes, liminal spaces, borderlands, limbos, if you like, physical limbos, away from the main graveyard. And sometimes these were very remote. They were up tops of hills, deep in forests, by lakes, often ancient sites, Neolithic sites, ring forts and standing stones. And what would happen was typically on the day the baby died, sometimes they were waked in the house, but generally it was the day the baby died, the father would take the baby at night and travel to these places on his own and bury the baby at night. So there was tremendous shame and exclusion and social exclusion built into all of this. And they were denied the comfort of ritual. They were denied the comfort of the community coming behind them. And it must have been just the end of a dreadful day, you know, a baby dying,
of course, yes.
A mother left bereft and a father having to take the child.
And were the graves marked in any way?
Typically, no, they're not. There might be a stone lying on top, but that would be about it. But it'd be a simple small boulder. There's no markings whatsoever.
And then, as you say, these are photographs, is the resulting exhibition. But your process in taking the photographs in some way shadow the journey of these poor bereft fathers as they took their dead babies to these killeen.
Yes, I photographed them at night. I decided to go on my own and to continue my solitary nighttime
wanderings,
but this time perhaps with this purpose. And so I identify where they are, and I typically do a reconnaissance mission. I have a look around and see if I can find ways in and get permission from the farmer and landowner, whoever I can. And then I travel back at nighttime and I carry, you know, my equipment up the hill or into the forest and set up my lights and my tripod and apologising all the time to these poor babies, photograph them.
And I see that there's the first image I'm looking at is from Lacan in Mayo, and there's a very, very dramatic tree, which I'm sure is shaped in that way by the elements.
Yes, the Atlantic wind has bent it over, and it's cradling in a way underneath this small circular scattering of stones in this field right by the Mayo coastline. It's a very dramatic barren, bleak spot.
And this space, and is that hard to get to, Tommy?
It's. I mean, that one is actually, you could pull up in a car and look at that. As it's, some of them are very difficult to get to. Some of them are right there in farmers' lands on the sides of roads. So I often have to watch myself driving, that I'm not just rubbernecking into fields trying to spot these places.
Yes, you've two in Sligo.
I've several in Sligo. Sesugari, Ballygawley, Mullochmore. My mother actually tells a story of when she was a child, of her brother John Joe, who had to walk home from Camp Finner. He was a soldier in Camp Finner on Christmas Eve at night, seeing a body being buried at night in an unmarked grave, he said to her. And she lay in bed wondering who would bury a body at night. And the killeen at Mullochmore is halfway between Mullochmore and Sligo Town. It's one of the things that actually I've found really quite interesting about all this is the stories that people tell. People,
yes, there was one in Kerry, wasn't there, about a black and tan?
There's a black and tan. Curramore, which is an extraordinary place. It's a stone on stone on stone valley up high near Carrantoohil, really up beyond the Black Valley. And at the end of all of that, there's a killeen, one of the most remarkable killeens I think I've ever seen. An archaeologist, Marion Dowd, who I'm collaborating with, kind of directed me there. And the landowner pointed out the site, and we were looking at it, and she told me a story of her great grandmother, who apparently was quite a character, and a solitary black and tan turned up at the farm door while she was there on her own, and she dispatched him with a shovel, and she said, and he buried him somewhere nearby, and we both turned and looked over at the killeen. It's the place where the unwanted were put, not only these babies but also people who were murderers or people who were, you know, suicides. So they were frequently the excluded, the people who wouldn't be welcome in the consecrated graveyard.
Tommy Weir, thank you very much. Killeen opens at the RHA in Dublin on Friday, the 6th of September. It will travel to the Dock in Carrick-on-Shannon in January 2020 and Eileen in West Cork, the West Cork Arts Centre in Skibbereen, early next year. Further details on rhagallery.ie. That's it for tonight's show. Leah Murphy and Paula Shields researched. Brian Moss was the broadcast coordinator. Kieran Dunn was on sound. And tonight's programme was produced by Sinead Egan. Sean is back tomorrow night, and now it's over to John Creedon.